Welcome to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. I'm Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist. In this segment, called Teaching to Swim Without a Pool, Dr. Wendy Mogul addresses the issue of parental over-involvement and how it affects children's self-sufficiency. As I sat in session with yet another mother of a five-year-old suffering from chronic constipation, I realized that it may be time to replace the old psychoanalytic view of the causes of this problem. The withholding child is filled with repressed anger or in a power struggle with the parent, with a new explanation, a decline in the work ethic. Look at the infant. He's so clear about his job. When he's hungry, he makes that little rooting, sucking face. When he's full, he resolutely turns his head away. As soon as he needs to pee or poop, he takes care of business, efficiently, without protest. No cross-examination or entreaties needed for the hardworking baby. No, it's Wednesday, sweetie, and I think the last time you had success on the toilet was Monday? No cajoling, no encouraging words. No negotiating, no hand-holding, no little songs or dances. So what's the story with these five-year-olds? At this age, children can and should be expected not only to pay attention to internal cues, the physical sensations that trigger the brain that it's time to go to the toilet. Pediatricians call this the gastrocolic reflex, or, more poetically, the gut sense. But children should also be in the habit of acting on these cues by willingly interrupting playtime to go to the bathroom to take care of an important, if unexciting, unglamorous, or even icky part of the business of life. Jewish teachings are full of examples of the holiness of ordinary work. We elevate the prose of life. We say God is in the details and that taking care of your responsibilities on time with skill and dignity brings sanctity to daily living. The beautiful and well-born Rebecca offered water to Abraham's servant Eliezer and graciously volunteered to draw more, over and over, emptying her jar into the trough until all of Eliezer's camels had been sated. After the sacrifices, the high priests carried out the ashes in the holy temple themselves. The Baal Shem Tov is said to have regularly cleared the table for his Rebbe, Yitzhak of Drovich, picking up the coffee pot, cup, and spoon from the table and carting them into the kitchen. So what do the care of camels, the carrying of ashes, and the removal of a dirty coffee spoon have to do with constipated five-year-olds? When good-intentioned, devoted parents take over responsibility for tasks children are capable of doing themselves, the child's thought process shifts. He thinks, why bother? I'm having so much fun with my new Lego spaceship or playing this video game or building this fort that I'll just ignore what my body is telling me. It's not really my job anyway. It's mom's. She'll take care of it. She always does. But, loving parent, when your child remembers on his own that the gastrocolic sensation means it's time to go to the bathroom and flush the toilet and wash and dry his hands and hang the towel back up on the rack or the hook or even replace the toilet paper roll if he's used the last few sheets. I mean it. He can do this and so can you. He has seized a giant cosmic opportunity, an opportunity for stewardship of his body, for good family citizenship, a way station on the path to self-sufficiency. I recently heard the eminent 92-year-old pediatrician Barry Brazelton describe an experience he had at age 8 growing up in Waco, Texas. Mid-afternoon, his grandmother said, Barry, you need to watch over the little ones here on the porch, 6 or 7 cousins under age 5, because the grown-ups need to go inside the house. Dr. Brazelton explained that she meant inside to start drinking. The afternoon went well. Young Barry kept all the tiny children safe and occupied, and then and there decided what he wanted to do as his life's work. I'm always harping about how the Talmud teaches us that every parent has an obligation to teach her child how to swim. Why? Because it's such a practical, concrete directive and an apt metaphor for so many of the challenges of modern parenting. If we overfunction for our kids, if we nag or plead or repeatedly remind them to go to the bathroom, we are not doing them a kindness, but are actually intruding and depriving them of opportunities to grow.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. You can find links to the resources Dr. Mogul mentioned today by clicking through to her page from the Parenting Podcast homepage. Subscribe to the podcast, let us know what you think, and find more resources at urj.org/parents.